Scene 4. The scene marks reaction of Mildred episode on Yank. It is the fireman's forecastle. Yank's watch has just come off duty and had dinner. Their faces and bodies shine from a soap and water scrubbing, but around their eyes, where a hasty dousing does not touch, the coal dust sticks like black makeup, giving them a queer, sinister expression. Yank has not washed either face or body. He stands out in contrast to them, a blackened, brooding figure. He is seated forward on a bench in the exact attitude of Rodin's The Thinker. The others, most of them smoking pipes, are staring at Yank. Voices bring to light change in Yank's attitude. Voices: he ain't ate nothing. By golly, a faller gait to get grub in him. Divil a lie. Yank fida da fire. No fida da face. Ha ha. He ain't even washed himself. He's forgot. Hey Yank, you forgot to wash. Yank replies that he has not forgotten anything. He condemns washing. He has no interest in it. But his followers does not leave him alone and provoke in various way by pointing out the need of taking wash. Voices: it will stick to you. It will get under your skin. Give ye the bleaching itch, that's what. It makes spots on you like a leopard. Like a piebald nigger, you mean. Better wash up, Yank. You sleep better, wash up, Yank. Yank claims that he is thinking. Therefore, he has no time for meaningless activities. All stalkers know that Yank is not normal. Mildred's visit to Stockhole and her reaction to Yank's appearance have made a deep effect on Yank. He is lost in deep thinking. Long and Paddy interpret the incident in their own ways. Paddy claims in a sarcastic note that Mildred has fallen in love with Yank at the first sight. Seeing Yank's appearance, her face had grown pale and she covered her eyes with her hands to save herself from a horrible sight. Her attitude suggested that she feared as if she were seeing a great hairy ape out of cage of the zoo. Thus Paddy passes satire on Yank, who was so proud of his strong body. Paddy tries to prove that Yank's body is not superior to his, Paddy's body. It is inferior on account of being horrible enough to frighten a young lady. If Yank's body had really been young and attractive, the lady would have fallen in love with him at the first sight. 'Twas love at first sight, devil a doubt of it. If you'd seen the endearing look on her pale mug when she shriveled away with her hands over her eyes to shut out the sight of him. Sure, there was as if she did seen a great hairy ape escaped from the zoo. According to Long, Mildred's visit was with a great purpose. Her father is a big capitalist. He makes the half of the steel in the world. He is the owner of the ship on which they are employed. In this way, all of them are not more than petty slaves to him. Being his daughter, Mildred has inspected the ship and the stockhold to know how her slaves work there. To her, the slaves are like animals whose sight amuses children and ladies of romantic nature. In fact, Long intends to break Yank's illusion that they belong to the ship. He means to say that the ship is private property of Mr. Douglas, and Yank is merely a slave there. In the eyes of the masters, he has no value. They regard him as an animal instead of a man. Here Long gets an opportunity to prove his theory of class conflict based on the idea that for all miseries of the labor, the capitalists are responsible. Your old man's a bleeding millionaire, a bloody capitalist. He's got enough bloody gold to sink this bleeding ship. He makes of the bloody steel in the world. He owns this bloody boat. And you and me, comrades, we are his slaves. And the skipper and mates and engineers, they are his slaves. And she's his bloody daughter, and we are all her slaves too. And she gives your orders, and oh, she wants to see the bloody animals below decks, and down they takes here. Yank declares that he would kill her. Long advises him not to be criminal. But Yank is not ready to forget that she regarded him as a hairy ape. Ain't she the same as me, hairy ape? Ho, I will show her I am better, not her, if she only know it. I belong and she don't see. I move and she's dead. 25 knots a hour, that's me. That carries her, but I make that. She's on your baggage, sure. It stalks Yank very deep that Mildred regarded him as a hairy ape. He declares that he will show her how he is better than her. He belongs to the ship while she is only a worthless luggage on it. It is his strength and hard labor that make two ships run at the high speed of 25 knots a hour. Though Mildred only travels on the ship, she has no contribution in the driving of the ship. It in itself proves that he is superior to her. He is determined to take revenge and rushes to the door, all fear a violent action. Versus, stop him. He will get shot. He will murder her. Trip him up. Hold him. He's gone crazy. God, he's strong. Hold him down. Look out for a kick. Pin his arms. They all fall on him. Paddy asks to keep him down until he grows normal. He remarks that Young is willing to kill a girl who is already lifeless. But Young is determined to show who's an ape. Scene 4 is over.